It's the 8 for 52 podcast. Here's Bushy.
Yes, time for episode 30, season 2 of the 8 for 52 podcast. Bushy with you, the final one of season 2 and maybe the final one ever. We shall find out. No Nitesh joining us, he's too busy. But as always, Tammy Chu has dropped by. Hello, Tammy.
Hello.
Well, it's the last episode, so we're going to wrap up everything that's happened in cricket, mostly over the last, 8 months. Run through all the old Premier League and T20 stuff and the Sunday and the Saturday and see where everything finished up, including that finished off Premier League T20 women's match. That was a cracker at Mission Road last weekend.
Yeah.
Not for you, but shame we didn't have an episode last week, so I could have tipped my Cragan Gower and actually finally got a tip right about against you. But no, it didn't happen. But it did for Cragan Gower. We'll talk about that later. We're going to start in the intro. Nitesh, while he's not joining us, has actually managed to give us a massive little bit of information that people need to know more about. He sent it through and it's a stat from ESPN Crick Info on the most consecutive matches for a team in T20 eyes. So it's a player who's been selected and then is selected every other game in a row. Now, only one player in the world has ever played more than 100 consecutive games for a team. Who is it?
The Nazarkat Khan.
The one and only Nazarkat Khan has played 105 consecutive matches since he debuted on July 15, 2015, right through to his last game on the 13th of April. The next closest is Syed Aziz from Malaysia. And he's only got 90 straight games. He'll probably get onto 100 as well. And then everyone else underneath that, they've finished playing. So Nazarkat Khan, the first man ever to play more than 100 consecutive T20 eyes, 105. Congrats to the cat.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was a crazy number. No
and
injuries.
Still counting.
And still counting, yeah. The little asterisk's not out. Nazarkat's not out on 105. Congrats, Kat. We've got a big show to get through. With the big wraps, we're going to go to Sky Plaza Road as well and talk about the Thailand ICC Women's T20 Asia qualifiers and also about an upcoming tournament that we've just heard about. I'm going to name the team for the Hong Kong China Women's team. It's a big one. Shall we get on with it?
Yep.
Giddy up.
And now it's time for Outs and Ins with all last week's action in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
The final outs and ins of the season, Tammy, and we're going to run through Premier League, both one day, two day, and T20 for both men's and women's on that one, Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. So we're going to recap all the way back, and the first one we're going to start with was the T20 mode. The one day Premier League final, it was back on January 12. I broadcasted it. It was at HKCC, and it was HKCC Premier versus KCC Premier, and what a cracking game it was.
It is. Like, HKCC, they bet first. Bet through all 50 overs, egg down, but it got 325
runs. 325 runs. And then KCC came out and almost chased it down. They were bowled out on the final delivery, 323. HKCC Premier winning the first title of the season by 2 runs. A century for Martin Kudzir, a century for Waqas Barkhat, and Anshuman Rath getting an 89. Then we're going to move on to the Premier League T20. Where KCC got a bit of revenge. It was against HKCC, and it was here at KCC. KCC Premier batting first, 242 for 4 in 20. That's a pretty big score, even at KCC. But HKCC went close.
Yeah, they bet through all 20 overs, 9 down, only got 219 runs. So KCC Premier won by 23 runs.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the only trophy for KCC this year, as far as I'm aware. Yeah. They did well. And now let's move across to that game we were just talking about in the intro, HKCC Women versus Cragan Gower Women, the Premier League T20 final. We were down there. It was wet. It didn't rain, but the ground was saturated. And great job to Jassim and the team to actually get a 9-over game on, because that was ridiculous. I went out there and I was getting AIT Thailand vibes and went, well, we're done. I'm going home. But we did get a 9-over in, and HKCC was sent into bat.
Batting first, opening with Natasha and Maya, as I remember. Didn't get a quick start. Like, I think we start off quite slow, relatively.
I still think 50 in 9 overs was a good score. You know who was quick? Lemon Jung.
Yes.
She almost lapped Emma when she got runner out.
Yeah, and then like we count, they run like 7 consecutive twos.
Yeah. And almost every single time, Lemon had already turned around and come back before Emma even got to one end. Exactly. That was some crazy running. But in the end, 2 balls. There was 1 ball remaining. Craig and Gow chased it down. What a thrilling last over that was. So Craig and Gow get the win on that one. What are we moving on to? Well, let's move on to Sunday Elite Division 1 in the men's. This was also last Sunday, this game over at Mission Road. Pack versus KCC Templars, 2 top teams. Pack were top of the table, so they got to choose where they were going to play, and that's why it was at Mission Road, a wise decision. Even though Pack were bowled out in 47.4, putting on 217, how'd the Templars do in reply?
And, well, Pack do bowl them all out in 46 overs, and KCC Templars only got 183 runs. So Pack won by 34 runs.
Yeah, 3 for Yasim, a 3 for Nasrullah Rana. Majinder Singh top scoring with a 58 as well. So Pack get some silverware in their cupboard for the 2024-25 season. Sunday Elite Div 2 deciding the team that would go up. Only one team goes up, one team goes down. The Vagabonds, they'll be in Div 2 next season. It was the India Club Brahmas up against the KCC Infidels. Every year the KCC Infidels are in the finals and they don't go up. How did this one go?
India Club Brahmas won the toss, batting first. Although they get all out in 43.4 overs, they get 165 runs.
I didn't think that was enough in a 50-over match, to be honest. But they went and bowled the Infidels out for 154 and won by 11 runs. Heartbreak again for the Infidels. They'll stay in Div 2. The newbies on the block, India Club Brahmas, will go up to Div 1 in 25-26. Saturday Championship Div 1, and this was an all Hong Kong Cricket Club derby at the top. The Nomads versus the Gap Ramblers. We've been on the Gap Ramblers all day, all year, haven't we? They just had a gap at the top.
Yeah, there's a big gap.
The Ramblers won the toss, elected to have a bowl. They bowled well.
Yeah, and Normans got all out. 34.4 overs, 157 runs.
Yeah, not enough. And the Gap Ramblers, though, they did it nervily. I mean, they won by 1 wicket. They got the runs in time, plenty of time. There was still 16.4 overs remaining to get the 158, but they only had 1 wicket in hand to do it.
It's 35 overs.
Oh, is it? Yeah, sorry. I've forgotten that Saturday exists anymore. This game was back in April 26. Yes, okay, so they almost ran out of overs as well. They almost ran out of wickets, but they got there, so... Either way, the trophy was going to Hong Kong Cricket Club, but it's the Gap Ramblers who take the bragging rights. In Div 2, my Pack Rising Falling Stars, now Pack Championship, top of the table all season. They come up against Hong Kong Cricket Club Witherers. Scheduling meant that this game was up the top. I'm pretty sure Pack didn't have a choice in that one, which was very handy for the Witherers because they went out in 35 overs and smashed 252 for 4. Pack, they've got a very big batting lineup. How did they go?
Yeah, they got all out in 31 overs, getting only 179 runs. So HKCC Witherers won by 73 runs.
I'm pretty sure I saw Hafiz the next day on the 27th and I gave him a mouthful not getting the win. But both teams go up. It's Saturday Championship 2, Div 2. So it's just bragging rights and a nice trophy you take a photo with and then have to give back. So the Witherers get the win. So the IRC Charlie Bears go down with the SCC Lancers and the Witherers and Pack Championship will be playing in Saturday Div 1. HKCC next year in Saturday Div 1 will have 3 teams.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's almost half the table.
Do they have enough players?
Well, we're going to find out. Now they can't shuffle them around. I mean, the cheat code's going to have to play in one team.
Yeah.
We'll find out in the next season starting in September. Okay, let's move to Women's T20 League Div 1. Your team, the Willow Wielders, up against my team, the Sunrisers. I remember this one vividly, April 13th. A big win for you guys.
Yes, yes. Sunrisers won the toss and bowling first.
It's about the only thing they won.
Yeah, and then Willow Wielders bet through 20 overs. We only 2 down, 153 runs in only 20 overs.
63 for Mariko and Lemon Chong with a 42 in that game, getting me the loss. Thank you very much, Lemon, who's sitting over to our left, and I'm giving her the devil eyes. Okay, let's move on to Div 2. It was the Link Fireflies up against the IC Velocity. Velocity's the team I like to pick. Fireflies are the team that I named. So I didn't really care either way. Yeah. But the Velocity got the win. You know, that's the team with Vansey, and Vansey got a half century.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I've put this in the script here that the whole league's getting rejigged with three divisions, so I have no idea who's in what division. I think KCC Maidens are in two.
Nah. As far as I remember, I just checked the apps with the standing, if it's correct. So, because we have 15 teams, so it should be like five teams in each division. Mm. And I think KCC finished the fifth in this season.
Okay. I've been told that they're going down. Maybe they've chosen to go down. Maybe the Mavens want to be in Div 2. So that's all the leagues we've had all throughout the season since September 1 last. Yeah, congratulations to the winners. Commiserations to the losers. We'll do it all again in about 3 months' time. Let's go to Sky Plaza Road. There's the big bird. I came back on it, a couple of weeks ago from Thailand. Was going to start with that ICC Women's Asia qualifiers for the T20. A bit of a disaster it was for everyone involved, including the commentator.
Yeah, then mainly groundsman, right? It's all rain. That's what I heard.
Rain and a ground that doesn't drain. I mean, you know, we were looking at Mission Road.
Yeah.
And we thought, maybe we'll get a game up. Maybe we won't. There was no chance at any point. So, if you hadn't been following along, we were in Group C with Nepal. Basically, we had to beat Nepal. We had to beat Bahrain. We go through. First game against Nepal, washout.
Yeah.
Second game against Bahrain, they got that one moved to the other ground that does drain and had the biggest storm I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, my God.
And it had a cobra floating past the bags of the team. This day was not going well. We've got four overs in, should have got the win, but didn't get a game in.
Yep.
Next game, we managed to get a game on at AIT. I don't know how, I'm not even sure the ground was up to scratch, but five over match, we beat Nepal. That was a great effort. Brilliant. I love calling it.
One over to spare, right? Like
we did it with three balls to spare, like that. Did it easy because they only scored 29. I mean, it was a great bowling effort. So we've got the win. We've got the win against Nepal. Last game, all we have to do is beat Bahrain. We go through to the Super 3. We'll play Thailand and UAE. And we know after what happened, the UAE can falter at any point, fall apart when they think they've got it done.
Yep.
However, that game got washed out. So at the end, we finished top of the table in Group C on net run rate.
Yes. And we've got the same points.
Same points. Top of net run. And we beat them.
Yes, and we beat them.
And Nepal went through on the tournament rules because it was most number of wins. And Nepal
managed to get
two wins against Bahrain, which we never got to play. It was just heartbreak. It was horrible. And that's cricket, I suppose. So we have to wait another couple of years and do it all again. And Nepal ended up beating UAE. I don't know how. Well, I do know how. Katie Thompson dropped into Barma, and then she went on to smash it and won all the game. It was the easiest caught and bowled you've ever seen. And UAE were going go through. But they didn't. That's life. Now, that's the bad stuff. Let's get on to the good stuff.
Yep.
The Hong Kong China women's team are on a plane on Monday, I believe.
Yes, like I know they got to be in the airport by like 6:30 a.m.
That's quite early.
That's early.
Especially I've seen some of them. They're not very early people, some of that Hong Kong China women's team. Anyway, they're flying to Japan.
Yes.
And they're going to play a tournament against who?
It's a invitational series.
Uh-huh.
Sano. And then,
now, Sano, where do you fly into to get there? Is that flying to Osaka or flying to Tokyo?
Tokyo.
Okay. And then drive into the middle of nowhere.
A one-hour bus up to Sano.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I've seen the ground. I've watched it online. I'll probably watch this tournament as well.
Yeah.
Who are we playing?
Obviously, we've got Japan to host.
Yep.
And then Hong Kong, China.
Okay.
And also China.
China.
Also, we've got Philippines and Mongolia.
I don't think I've ever seen the Philippines team play before, so this will be interesting.
They play in the Southeast Asian game, like the East.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen them. I've seen Mongolia because I saw them at the Asian Games, and that's where we broke all our records, I believe, last time we played them. Scored 200-something and 100 for Kerry or something it was. It was cruel to watch, but anyway.
I would say like the Philippines team is basically one-third of the deepest player.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be fun to watch then. I'll be tuning in for that one. Now, we're going to leak the team. We haven't been told officially, but it's the last podcast and it may be the last one ever. So what are we going to do? Get fired? Let's have a look at who's going. Because I know there's a few big names out. I know Mariko's not going. I think Shanzine.
Shanzine is not going.
Ikra.
Ikra is not going.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're missing a few.
So who's things. Going? Read All through right. the team.
All right. Here's the team. We've got Natasha Miles as the captain. And then Mariam Bibi, Carrie Chen, Betty Chen, Yasmin Daswani, MLI, Mahakdeep Kaur, Dorothea Chen, Lemon Chung. And then we've got some new names.
I was about to say, they're all the names that went to Thailand.
Yeah. And then we've got Myra.
Yes.
And then we've got Alishba.
Okay, nice. I saw her training in a photo on social media.
Yeah. And then we've got Sarah Haider and also Rania Shutton.
New name. Oh. Yeah. No, not new. Zach used to play up at HKCC in the Gappers with Rania and Storm.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Storm didn't get select, wasn't available.
Yeah, I think she got XM.
Yeah, because she's the next big. Every time she comes on, even like at the Premier League final, people walk past next big thing, next
yeah,
big thing.
Yeah, she is.
She is the next big thing. And no, she was bowling amazing. So Rani is a good bowler as well. I've seen her in action. Yeah. She used to play in the under-13s team with Zach. So there's some good new names coming in: Myra and Alishba.
Yeah,
and Rani. That'll be the first tour for Rani, I would suspect.
Yes, and Alishba.
Yeah, probably
well,
too. Yeah. So congratulations to all the team heading off to Japan to play against China and Mongolia and the Philippines and Japan, of course.
Yeah.
That's going to be fantastic. We'll keep an eye online and see if it's being broadcast. We'll watch that one over the off season because we're almost at, we're almost off.
Yeah.
Shall we do, you know what we've got to do? We've got to do a massive list of birthdays all over the off season. So we'll get into that next.
Thirty teams, three leagues, Hong Kong's finest. It's Challenge League time.
Hello, everyone, and it's Challenge League time. Apologies for missing this segment for the last couple of episodes. It's been a busy, busy, busy few weeks, but we've had the grand finals. Challenge League, Chaos League is over, so let's quickly wrap up all the action from the finals day, starting with Division 3 grand final. Looking at the points table, it is clear to see that HKU Students and Little Saigon Rising Stars were well and truly the two best teams in the competition. HKU Students finishing in first place with just one loss and one no result, 7 wins out of 9 games and 15 points. Little Saigon Rising Stars, 7 wins as well with 2 losses. There was some competition from Island Rangers, Lama Vikings, Lantau Sloggers, but no one really came close throughout the season. So the grand final, onto the grand final at GDB. It was Little Saigon Rising Stars who lost the toss and were sent into bat and were bowled out for just 78 runs. That's not enough runs in a grand final. Highest score of 20 from Ravindu Srimal. 3-15 for Ryan Mateen Qureshi. He's been excellent this season. 3-22 for Vansh Jain, leg spinners as well. 2 wickets for Adnan Naseem Butt. And a run out in there as well for Adnan. Chasing it down, HKU Students went hard. They lost a wicket on the very first ball. Yes, Chauhan. Actually, the first legal ball. The first ball was a wide. But the top scorer, captain, and wicketkeeper Nick behind early. However, Ryan Mateen Qureshi, Venkata Sai, Ruthvik Reddy, Nalor, aka Ruthvik, Vansh Jain made sure they got over the line with plenty of overs and time to spare, 79 for 4 in 9 overs. Well done to HKU Students. They finally had 11 players on the park for the grand final and they made it count. What a great victory for them. They will promote up to Division 2 as well as the 7 Rising Stars, who, despite that loss, have had a very, very good season. Into Division 2, we'll probably start off by offering our commiserations to the two teams relegating down, the USRC Mark Horse and HKUST Challenge League. HKUST Challenge League had a bit of a late run, winning 3 games ultimately overall with 1 no result, but that slow start to the season, including a forfeit, ended up costing them. The teams above them, the points table, all had 4 wins, with 3 teams with 4 wins. HKUST Challenge League managed the 3 wins and 1 no result. So unfortunate to be going down there. Whereas USRC Marcos, 9 games, 9 losses. It's been a season to forget for them. And it'll be interesting to see if they come back out in the Challenge League next season. And the final, however, was competed between IC Panthers and Yao Tsim Mong Cricket District Team. Now, this was very, very close. Because if you look at the top of Division 2 points table, there were four teams that won six games each. IC Panthers only lost to two with one no result. They were clearly going to qualify. It was a battle towards the end between Yao Tsin Mong Cricket District Team, Nepal Rhinos, and Lama Power. All those three teams ended up on the same points. In fact, Lama Power were able to a great chance to qualify in first place, but they lost their final Group Stage game to HKUC Challenge League, who ended up relegating anyways. Nepal Rhinos lost their game to Yao Tsin Mong Cricket District Team and won a follow-up game by just 5 runs. Not enough net run rate-wise. Yao Tsin Mong Cricket District Team net run rate of 0.9 was enough to get them to second place. Nepal Rhinos 0.728 and Lama Power 0.588. So it was very, very close in Division 2 for that final spot and for the spot to promote to Division 1. Ultimately, it is Yao Tsin Mong who got there, and they played IC Panthers in a grand final out at GDB, and they won by just 5 wickets. It was a great game. IC Panthers playing away from home, I think, for the first time this season. I've played almost all their games out at Compton. I led to the bat first and scored a decent 160 for 6. They actually got off to a bit of a shaky start. They were 5 for 2 in 1.3 overs, 43 for 3 within the power play by Mohit Kisteria and Keyur Patel. Both batted really well. Mohit got 52 retired. Keyur hit 44 of 31. Arun Desai hit a quick 21 as well and took them to a decent score of 160 for 6. For the Yao Tsin Mong boys, Siddharth Rao, 4 overs, 2 for 18, was excellent with the ball, chasing down a fairly challenging target. They also got off to a bad start. Yao Tsin Mong, 10 for 1 in the first over, 37 for 2 and 3.3. But they kept their run rate healthy, and even though they kept losing wickets, they were 72 for 4 at one point, they kept attacking. Ultimately, it clicked for Abhimanyu Bhatti and Arvind, one name only on Cricket Heroes. Abhimanyu getting 43 not out of 35, and Arvind 47 of just 27 balls, really the catalyst for them. Asghar Syed coming in, hitting 10 of 3 to help finish off the chase. They got there in 16.5 overs, going at nearly 10 and over, winning it quite comfortably in the end. So great victory there for Yao Tsin Mong Cricket District Team. Not the first final they've won. I think they won the Div 3 final as well when they promoted up to Div 2. So they're making a good habit of winning finals, Yao Tsin Mong, and that is a very, very good result for them. Congratulations to them, but also congratulations to IC Panthers, who move now up to Division 1. And it's going to be interesting to see Division 1 games out at Compton. I don't envy those poor Division 1 teams. Anyways, on to Division 1. Let's talk about Division 1. Let's get into Division 1. And let's talk about that relegation battle. Number 7 to 10 on the points table, all won only 3 out of 9 games. CSRHK Frontiers finished in 7th place. They had one no result, which gave them that one extra point and kept them clear of the relegation zone. Three teams identical on points, three teams with 6 points in the relegation zone: the Little Sawang Gladiators, TCC Caribbeans, and Master Blasters. Ultimately, it was the Master Blasters and TCC Caribbeans who went down. DLSW Gladiators, Arthur Hossain's team, they were in the relegation zone for a long time. They won their last 2 games and by just enough margins to just pull themselves out of it and claw their way up and stay in Division 1. So that's a terrific turnaround for them. Keeps them alive in Div 1 for just another season. 0.279 net run rate for them, ending the season with a positive net run rate despite losing 6 games. That's some effort. Caribbeans and Master Blasters, unfortunately, both negative net run rates after their seasons. Both going down. Commiserations to the two of them. They will be in Division 2 next season. For the final, IRC Charlie Bears were in 3rd place for most of this tournament season, and they were quite close. They finished on 13 points, 6 wins, 2 losses, 1 no result. They'll be regretting that no result against CSRHK Frontiers, because Golden Stars and NDCC, both with 7 wins, made it into the grand final. Had IRC had the chance to play that one washout game, they would have been in contention as well. But as it stands, Indus and PACC were the two best teams throughout the tournament, were on top of the table for most of the season and qualified for the grand final out at GDB. And that final was a smashing win for the PACC Golden Stars. What an outstanding performance by them. NDCC opting the bowl first in the grand final, kept PACC Golden Stars to 169 for 6, the highest score of the 3 finals. This final, of course, happening at 8 a.m. I'm going in reverse order, but that was the highest score of the whole day. It was PACC Golden Stars first innings with a bat getting 169 for 6. They didn't start that badly, 33 runs in the opening pair, but they quickly then got reduced to 62 for 4 in 10.1 and looked in real trouble, PACC Golden Stars, until Sunil Kumar's 47 of 31 with 10 boundaries and Musaddaq Hossain's 55 of 31 with 4 fours and 4 six retired lifted them to a very, very competitive target. For IndusCC, it was Tariq Usman, 3 for 30 in his 4 overs, who starred with the ball. Chasing down that score, they just never got going. They were They lost a wicket on the second ball. They lost a wicket on the third ball of the chase. They were 10 for 3 in 2.3 overs, 18 for 4, 20 for 5, 29 for 6. The game was all done and dusted within the power play. 5 overs in Indus CC, 29 for 6. They were never going to recover from that. They fought well to get to 100. They fought well to bat out 15 overs. But PACC Golden Stars dominated. And that was mostly thanks to Mohammad Arif Khan, 5 for 19 in his 3 overs. Tore them apart in the power play. One inside the game. Sunil Kumar adding 2 wickets to his 47. Outstanding performance. And congratulations to the PACC Golden Stars champions of the Challenge League Division 1. That's it for the Challenge League wrap-up. It's been a fantastic season in the Chaos League. I don't know who won the tipping. I think I did. Probably did. Sorry, Bushy. Didn't tally it up. But that's it for now. Cheers.
And now it's time for Bushy's birthday bonanza.
Absolutely massive 3 months worth of birthdays to get through, Tammy. We'll start at the top. Nathan Collart from DLSW. He is having a birthday on May 25th, which was actually last week, but we missed a few. He was turning 26. Happy birthday, Nathan.
Yes. Next up, we have Ikra Saha having a birthday this Saturday, 31st of May.
23 years young. Our old mate at Cricket Hong Kong, China, Hayley Liu, having a birthday, turning 28 on June 2.
And then we have Muhammad Omar from USLC, having a birthday, turning 29 on 11th of June.
The eternal captain of PACC, Tanvir Afzal, will be having a birthday. He'll be turning 37 on June 12th.
And then Sishan Ali from Prac as well, turning 36 in the 16th of June.
2 days later, Vian Van Ziel from Hong Kong Cricket Club will be having a birthday on the 18th, turning 28.
And 2 more days later, we have Samandeep Singh turning 30.
And the one birthday that we love to say every year, just on the off chance he ever comes back and plays for us, Mark Chapman will be turning 31 on June 27.
Then we move on to July. On the 4th, we have Mahavora turning 24.
On the 8th of July, a man that has played 105 consecutive T20Is and will have lived 33 consecutive years, Nazakat Khan.
And then next up, on the 14th of July, we have the ex-women's head coach, Andy Cottam, turning 52.
And here from KCC, Director of Cricket, Ashley Caddy will be having a birthday July 16th, turning 39.
And then 2 days later, Damien Yee from CHK Dragons, turning 47.
Mariam Bibby is going to have a birthday, just 22 years of age, vice-captain of the Hong Kong China women's team, having a birthday on July 19.
Also from the CHK Dragons, we have Alpha Chu, having his birthday on 22nd, turning 31.
Oh, he up and left us and moved to London. Darsh Vora, having a birthday, going to be 20, out of the teens finally for Darsh on July 26.
And then we have Jaden Botfield, having his birthday on 29th of July and turning 30 this year.
Oh, I don't think that's true. I think you're reading the line for Luke Jones because he's pretty sure that's, that's Matt Botfield's son who will be turning 20.
Yes, 20.
Anyway, we've given it away. Luke Jones is having a birthday July 31st. He'll be turning 28.
And then we have Scott McKinney. Is he still in Singapore?
I have no idea where McKinney is. Used to fly in, but now Zeeshan, who had a birthday earlier, has got the glove, so he doesn't come back anymore. But we're going to wish him a birthday anyway. Yeah. What's that? August 6th, he turns 33. Our old mate, A.D. Lee. The Lee family. We wish all the Lee family a birthday. Well, not his wife, but the two kids get one. And 80's going to have a birthday on August 11th, turning 41. Doesn't look a day over 21.
Yeah.
You can do the next one.
Next one.
Since you didn't bother to turn up.
It's the one missing today.
Yeah, doesn't get a birthday wish. Just skip. We do need to update the database, though. It says he's still working for CHK, but that's now has to be HKC. Happy birthday, Nitesh. You're going to turn 34 on August 19. Yeah. Daksh Mangukia from DLSW will be turning 20 on August 21.
And then on the 24th, we have Jamie Atkinson from KCC turning 35.
We just saw him.
Yeah, we just saw
him. Well, we were coming across to do the podcast.
We're dressed up.
excellently dressed. Apparently some school function he has to go to. I hope he looks as dapper on Saturday for the KCC cricket ball, which we'll all be attending. Not you. Yeah. You're not invited. HKCC players not invited. Mm-hmm. And the final one. He was here this morning playing in the KCC Morning League, getting a win. Neil Patwa will be turning 19 on August 31. Now, if we ever come back with a podcast, we'll be able to start again 1st of September.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the podcast because the outro's coming up next.
Hi, this is Siegfried Y from the Hong Kong Cricket Club, and this is the 8 for 52 podcast with Bushy.
Episode 30 is coming to an end. Season 2 coming to an end. I think that's the 67th episode we've done over the 2 years. Firstly, I want to say thank you to Nitesh, who's not here, but also to you, Tammy Chu, jumping in when we had no second guest and it was a bit hard for me to schedule the special guest, which we did through the first half. So you just jumped in. Been fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now,
yes,
the big question, does the 8 for 52 podcast return for season 3?
That depends.
I do. You're correct, because I don't have enough time to do it. Mm-hmm. Even though the people that listen in, who are listening in now, they love it. But it's a lot of work. But I do hear changes are afoot. Mm-hmm. There's a chance that it will be like a phoenix rising out of the ashes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to burn it to the ground and go on 3 months holiday and not even think about it. But I hear rumours that it may return in 2025-26 mm-hmm. and it may be a video version.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're going to see my ugly face.
Then I got to dress up properly.
I don't think so. I think we keep the format, drink beers, dress like bogans, and talk rubbish. Just they'll have a picture of who's doing it instead of just hearing our dulcet tones. I don't know. That's what I've heard. Nobody tells me anything. I'll just turn up in September and I'll find out. Apparently I'm hosting the awards.
Ooh.
Nobody's told me.
Okay.
I've just been told I am, but I haven't been officially told.
Okay.
So I have the suit ready for that one. And I like, it's Thursday evening. We're sitting in the swimming pool pavilion here at KCC. Big thank you to KCC. They've let us use the property for the podcast for all 30 episodes, just like they did last year. Thanks to Ash and the team. I know they don't have to, but they gladly let us come down here and record as well. I'm getting distracted. What I was going to say, so final game tomorrow morning, KCC Morning League Grade 2 final. Chingyi Smashers. Gandhi Mutton Nathan, captain of the Chingyi Smashers, up against the Nepal Rhinos.
Ooh.
Very passionate team, the Nepal Rhinos. As long as the weather holds, that's my last game of the season. That will put me, let me check. Let's scroll down this spreadsheet, shall we, Tammy?
Wow.
This is how many games I've commentated this year. I've yet to put in this morning's game, which, let me see, that went for 33 overs.
Yeah.
So I've just ticked over 6,500 overs of commentary since August 25, 2024. With wides and no balls, it's somewhere over 40,000 deliveries of cricket I have commentated since August 25. That's insane. I have an issue. I've got a problem. Yeah. I need to see somebody.
Yeah.
Nobody should be calling that much cricket.
Yeah.
But I love it.
That's great.
Yeah, it's good. And so that brings us to the end of season 2. Again, thanks to Tammy. Again, thanks to Nitesh. Thanks for everyone that tunes in every week, day in, day out. Sends me a message listening in. It means the world to us. And hopefully we'll catch you again in the 2025-26 season.
See ya.
Hello. Good morning. We're tossing a coin to be.
The 8 for 52 theme song is The Coin Toss from the band The Duckworth Lewis Method. Find them on Apple iTunes and YouTube and download that song and all their other cricket-related music.
The 8 for 52 podcast is edited, produced and published by Matt Botfield and Aaron Bush for Trip Ahead Limited.
Copyright 2025.
Think I'm going for a bat. And that's that.